Zayin, Perek Yutes Mishnah Zayin, Teva Shep Pischa Milimala, Tamea Tamei Meis, if the opening is on the top, picture 589. 589, the Pisa Milamala Tumeis, Nifchasa Milamala Tumeis. It's Nifchasa Milamala, then it's also Tumeis Tumeis. Nifchasa Milamata. If the opening is from below, then the rule is Tahira. Then the rule is Tahira. Okay, let's see all of the pictures. Picture 589. Hateva eina ruya leishev alech lefisha oimrim leyoshev amoid. Benasim alachtenu beteva. Hateva hi kli makabel tumas tumas meis. Aval eina ruya lemidros. It's not ruya lemidros to sit down upon. Zeu chidusha shalom mishna shemitche tumeya tumas meis. Bilvad. Veloi tumas midros. Hoil ve eina ruya lemidros. Okay, so that's the bishop here is mechanish a box upon which the lid is on top, like in this illustration. The lid is on top, is not, there is no possibility for this simatamitumas midrash. If a zav anida yoledes were to sit upon the top of the box, it's tohor. Why? It's not ru'uyel yeshiva. Because since the cover opens up, if someone's sitting down, you're going to say to him, What are you sitting over there on the box? Get up, I want to use the box. Someone told me yesterday that the minig is that any time you see a person carrying a heavy load of svarim, you ever see that? People that walk around carrying a heavy load of svarim, just wait long enough to see someone here carrying. You're supposed to say to them, what time is it? Why? What time is it? Both of your hands are occupied. Drop after drop, hold the svarim. Right? That's the nature. You always want to do something that's impossible. So what's the solution? If someone says to you, when you're carrying a heavy load of svarim, what time is it? You're supposed to, here, take it. Take the svarim so I can tell you what time it is.
Because
if you sit down in the box, what do you say to the person? What are you seeing on my box? Get up, I need to open it up. So you say back to him. All of a sudden you need...
And somebody says to him, stand.
No, because if someone is sitting down, you tell him, Amoid. If someone is sitting down in the box, tell him, stand up. What are you seeing on my box?
Amoid.
Amoid. V'nasim lachtenu. I want to take out what's inside the box. So you could say to him, he said, but you could have taken out of the box for the last 10... I never saw you open up this box. When was the last time you opened up this box? Never. The only reason why you want to open up the box is because now I'm sitting on it. That's human nature. Human nature. It's always when you need something, you can't find it. When you don't need it, it's always available. So now when the guy's sitting on the box, all of a sudden I want something in the box. Get up. I want to open up the box.
Very good.
So Mela, it's not really yeshiva because since he's sitting, you always want to open the box. Okay, next picture 590. But let's say, the other way around, I did the caption at the bottom. Kli. The teva is the kli of a kabbalah stumud of a snake. If it comes in contact with the dead, it becomes an av. But it's not really midras. Why not? Why? It's only tumas meis belad. V'loy tumas midras. It's not really midras.
Okay.
Picture 590. Nifchas. Let's say we have a box where there's no opening on top. It's open. There's no cover. No hinges. Nifchas. Nishar teva migulat exposed. Hateva he kli kibul v'gam b'liya kisui. The teva is a kli kibul v'gam b'liya kisui. So mekabelas tuma, and the nailas mekabelas tuma. The box is a clay. Is a clay kibul v'gam b'liya kisui. Mekabelas tuma. Okay, so it's mekabel tuma. But what afal pi shoha you regilim lishtamish b'teva im kisui. They're marked on the cover of the Mishnah situates that's not so, and it's still called the Kliyum Kalmatum. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush of the Mishnah Achrayna is that since normally a box normally has a cover, every pot has its cover.
See that?
every pot has its cover except for this one. This one, it's lost. So you, so you were to say that it's not a box, it's not a kli, and it's not mekabel tuma, kamash one. Since there are occasionally out there in the big wide world boxes that don't have covers and are also functional, mimela, it's still mekabel tuma. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Picture 591. Nivchasa teva bikarki isad. Now this box is upside down.
So what's the chiddush? We had a chiddush in this case about midrash. What's the chiddush in this case?
It's that still mekabel tuma. That if a dead body makes contact, it's still mekabel tuma. It's still called a kli, even though it's missing one of its most important components. Even though it's missing one of its most important components, it's still mekabel tuma. Okay, now we come. Now we come to picture 591. 591. Okay, 591. 591 discusses the case of nifchasa b'lamata tahira, nifchasa teva b'karki. So that here is it's upside down. Tahira. Here we have a new box. This box is upside down.
It's open
on the bottom. It's upside down.
Nifchasa teva. Open on the bottom here.
It's upside down. The picture is depicting a box that's upside down.
Oh, you mean it's open on the bottom, but the top is has a cover?
Yeah. Correct. That is correct. Correct. With chasa teva bikarkiisa bikishiur she'ena ruuya le tashmisha shira pechas latar creates ray perigizayin mishnais alf base ava bisha teva ruuya leishev al kisuya harehi tohara lefir she'ikra lekabel v'secha uchish mispat al ikra tashmisha shuv ena nechsheves kli, so it's tohara. That's it. Okay, got it? So here we have a box that's 100% tohara. The reason why this box 100% is because it is, the cover is missing.
Okay. Why is this different than this?
Which of what?
This is missing the bottom, this is missing the top.
But there's not, this is a hollow, it's not, there's nothing on the bottom here. It's just a frame.
Okay, there's it's nothing on the bottom, therefore, it's not macabre anything. If it's hollow on the bottom.
Exactly.
So why is it a kli altogether? It's not macabre anything.
What?
It's not mekabel anything. So
it's not. It's not mekabel anything.
So if it's not mekabel anything, it's not a kli. Right? It's not choshev.
Right, no, it's not a kli. We one more time the caption. Nifchasa teva bikarki isa kishir she'ena ruya letashmisha. It's no longer functional.
Oh, it is no longer functional.
You basically, the whole thing now, ava pisha teva ruya leshev al kisuya.
Hari hitara, lefishiko lekabel pisa.
But so what's going on over here?
Even though you can really sit on it because it has a cover, right?
There is no cover.
There is a cover because it's turned over. Turned over on the top. There's no cover. But
oh, it's not
over.
Showing you. Oh, okay. So the box is right. I made a mistake. Right. The box is right side up.
It is right side.
Yes,
up?
I made a mistake. The box is right side up. Okay, it's right. And it's not showing you where it's nifchasa. It's not showing you. You're just making a point that if you go down into the box, there's damage.
On the
box,
bottom.
The bottom is
the
damaged.
Bottom is open.
Not 100%, but partially.
Okay.
But it's so open enough to the degree where it's not. That was the previous mishnayis. Where if it, what is the box used for? If it's used to store cash, stubble, gvava, all pomegranates, all different types of fruits and vegetables. So there are different shiurim as for how much it needs to be damaged in order for it to be tahar. Okay.
So therefore, it's not mekabel tuma since it's not a kli.
It's not a kli. But you would think, even though you can sit on it,
it might be good.
It might be good.
That's not what's
exactly. Alpi yisheru teva relationship kisui harei tohara lefi shikra lekabel tuma shalvi go teshmisha shavenu nechshol kli. Okay, let's see. So let's go now. Go right in the Mishnah. So let's read the Mishnah again. Zayin teva. So if tofa we do teva shepichsa milamala. If it's pichsa milamala. Shepischa milamala. The pesach is milamala tamei tamei meis. What's the chiddush? Only Tumas Meis, but not Tumas Midras. Why not Tumas Midras? Because if someone's going
to
sit on, you're going to tell the person, please excuse me, can you please get up? I have to get something inside.
Right.
Really? You have to get something inside? When was the last time you ever took something out of this box? Not in the last 180 years. And all of a sudden now, Terry's, because since you see me sitting on the box, you always want what you now, I'm in your way, so now all of a sudden you want what's inside the box. It's called human nature.
I like that. Can we go further?
Then we come to Meir Tumasmeis. Nifchasa milamala. Let's say the cover has been disappeared. It was snatched by aliens. It was snatched by aliens.
Nifchasa milamala. It's open on top. This is it.
Nifchasa, right. Nifchasa, it's diminished, meaning it disappeared.
There's no top.
Disappeared. Right. There's no top.
Right.
It was snatched. Some creature came and took it away.
Right.
So nifchasa milamala, temea temei meis. So the chiddush is that it's still called a kli, even though it's missing the cover. Even though the normal way to use it is with a cover. Even though the normal way to use the box is with a cover.
How come it says mumata, not mumala?
Oh, you skipped.
Okay, mumala, tummy mace.
Tumea tumas mace. It's still called the kli, even though it's missing the cover.
Right.
Because even though it's still functional.
It's still functional. You still can use it as a box.
As a box. Now we come to the third case. Nifchasa milamata tahira. Let's say we have a box and it has a cover. Everything is fine and good. The only problem is it's damaged. The bottom of the box has significant damage. So you can no longer use it to store what you would normally store inside.
Tahira,
it's not a kli altogether. There's no tumu whatsoever. Even though, oh, what's the chiddush? But I can sit on it. I can use it as a stool to sit on.
That's not.
It's not its normal function. That's the chiddush. Okay, now we go to the last case. The meguros. What is a megura? So let's see over here, picture 592. 592 explains, we have a teva shnivchasa bekarki isa, the ena ruya l'shimush, megura shabod nish'arush lemos v'arei eilu mekabal stuma. So what's the meguros? The corner pieces? What's the meguros? The meguros seems to mean they are corner pieces. The mekabotum. Now let's see here the bottom caption. Afopi shenispata. Minateva tashmisha v'hitohoira. Ein oimim shenispatal af kashmish hamaguros. Shabav v'kulutohoira. Kul ena kli. Ella hamaguros nisharu kli kibul mekabostum of zehu. Einam chibulov. That's not a part of it. Avushateva shlema v'nitma. Nitma hamaguros imolufi sha'oz hein chibur lo v'akol tamikim avur b'perg beis mishna zayin v'rav sham mishna achroina. So the meguro shaba are, I think, the corners. You see this sometimes. You see sometimes that they have whatever they put. They put in blocks of wood in the corner to give the box strength. So those things they serve. They are utensils in their own right, and they're mekabel tuma. So I know. I don't know more than that. Let's see the Rav. What the Rav says. Okay. So the mission. The meguro shaba. We have a box, and the box is nifchasa, meaning the box is no longer functional. So even though the box itself is tahira,
what's megurish about?
The corner pieces.
What corner pieces?
Look at picture 592, 3, 4. You put in these corner pieces in order to give a chizuk, to strengthen it, to strengthen the box in the corners.
That's how you strengthen it?
Yeah. That's how you strengthen it. You put in thick blocks in the corners. It keeps everything firm.
You're into a construction. Can you explain exactly how these corner things are strengthening the box?
You bang a nail in on the corners. So it can be, if I just go take two pieces of wood. You ever try to make a box with two pieces of wood? Right? If I take two pieces of wood and you bang them together, it doesn't go. What are you going to do? You're going to bang a nail in over here, bang end over here. Does it work?
So this patch is a nail?
That patch is a nail. You put a box in over here, and you bang a nail this way, and you bang a nail this way, and then it's strong. If I have two pieces of wood, okay, like
fine.
This.
Fine.
Does it work? Does it go?
No.
Very schwach. It's very... I can do even four pieces. We all know that when you try to bang a nail into a piece of wood on the side... It goes, but it doesn't go well. You have to do other things to give it chizik. The ultimate chizik is you take a piece of wood, a block of wood, and you put it in the corner.
Yeah, how does that help?
Because then I can bang the nail not this way, not through this part of the wood. You bang a nail through this part of the wood, you're in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
It's not going to hold.
Where am I banging it?
I bang it this way, and it goes into a block of wood on the other side. Goes into a piece of wood, and then I bang this way, and it goes into that same piece of wood. So that piece of wood is holding the two corners tight together. And never did you have to go bang through the side.
You should go into construction.
No, I don't want to go into construction.
That's my
forte.
Yeah, That's your thing.
All right. So that's what's over here is nevchasa melamata d'harav migura shabbat tameos ve'enam chibulah. It's not a chibulah. It's not called the chibulah. It's not called attached to it. We know it's so different. Even though the box is tahira, because the box is defective. The box is defective.
How's this back box defective?
Because it's a continuation of the previous case. There's a hole in the bottom. So you would think everything is tahar. Not so fast. The maguros, those corner pieces, they're very valuable. There's a market for them. There's a market to sell those maguros in order to use those maguros in other boxes to give it to chizuk.
Therefore,
they're still makabel tumah.
Okay.
Their tumah does not depart.
Tumas?
What?
Midras and tumas?
No, mace. No tumas midras, only tumas mace.
Because it's not made to sit on.
Okay, so let's see over here the Rav. The Rav now says, let's see the Rav. Teva shenifrasa. A teva that's shenifrasa.
The mala.
Akisa shala. I'm reading the Rav now. The Rav.
Yeah, right up here,
no? Milamala. Akisa shala. Right, I'm sorry. Teva shenifrasa milamala. I'm smilamalon. I'm sorry, you are correct.
Thank you.
Zvarim shemati lechem, tos hem yadi. The kisui shelo is nefrasa. Tmeya tmei meis. The kevan de shulya. Kayemes kayamim. Since the shulya, the bottom is kayam. Makati chazil tashmish. V'davko tumas meis.
That's interesting. Shulya is usually thing from a woman, right?
The placenta.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
That's what shulya is. I never heard shulya used as a bottom.
Shulya, the bottom. Shulya means a base, a bottom.
Oh, very good. I never heard that word before for a bottom.
So we have over here the teva shnefrasam b'lamalon hakisu shalot etmei tumas meis. The came and since the shulya kayamim, since the shulya is kayamim, akati chazi l'tashmish. Since the bottom is still in existence, it's still ruled l'tashmish. Dafku tumas meis, avoloi tumas midras. Therefore, it's tumas. It's tamei tumas meis. It's tamei tumas meis. Avoloi tumas midras. The loy chazil yeshiva. A box is not meant. A box is not meant. All right. Davke v'shulya kayem. I had ichazil tashmish. Davke tumas meis. Avoloi tumas midras. The loy chazil yeshiva. No. By the way, the Rav skipped the first part of the Mishnah. The Rav just jumped in the second part of the Mishnah. The Rav jumped to the second part of the Mishnah where the box is missing the chasa, right?
Okay.
He didn't discuss this case, he did not discuss. He only discussed the second part of the Mishnah. Okay, right. So, Davut Mas Meis, Avut Mas Midrash, Lidloy Chazil Shiva, Nifchasa Milimaton. Let's say the box has a hole on the bottom and you can't fill it up. The Shulya on the bottom, Bottle Base Kibul Shalav, Vitohoyr Ligamri, Yitzhoyr Ligamri. Okay, where are the Magur Shabbat? I made a mistake. It doesn't mean the corner pieces. I made a mistake. It does not mean the corner piece. It means the chambers. See, I just have to read the Rav. A chamber means a compartment.
Okay.
You have a big box, and in the big box, like a valise. You couldn't sell today on the open market a valise. It doesn't have at least five pockets and chambers and the compartments, even though most people don't need all these compartments. It's just the Mishagas to have all these, this thing zipper and this
very
zipper.
Good. Can we learn the Rav?
So these compartments, the Magur Sheba, Oitzroi Sheba, the Hainu Chadorim Sheba Seicha, the little compartments.
Good.
So just because the main part of the box becomes...
Is this a compartment too?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, there are 4 compartments. So just because the main part of the box has become tahira, because the box does not have, is deficient on the bottom, there's damage on the bottom, but the little compartments can be. They remain tameos. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah tevos shepischa milamala, a teva that has a pesach milamala. Tmeya tmei meis at most has tumas meis, but does not have tumas midras because we tell a person amoid. Chasan tayr, chasan bereshus. Amoid, fine. Tmeya tumas meis. Nifchasa milamata, but let's say it is deficient.
You skipped the case.
So I'm sorry. Nifchasa milamala, milamala. I'm sorry. Nifchasa milamala. If nifchasa, no, chas shalom. Nifchasa milamala. It's missing the cover. The cover is missing.
Tumas meis.
The pot is missing its cover.
You have a problem with that, yeah.
the pot is missing its cover, nifchasa milamala tmeya tmeimes. It's still good. It's still a mensch. It's still called a box, even though it's missing. It's still a mensch. It's also a life form. It also has feelings, emotions.
Mr. Haskell, this mission, right?
Yeah.
Good, right there.
People that are not married are also called people.
Okay, good. See, told you.
Nifchasa milamata, but let's say it's defective milamata on the bottom, tohira. If it's deficient on the bottom, it's no longer a clay kibul, mimele, it's tohira. Migurosh, however, even though the box is tohira, if there are chambers, if there are compartments, migurosh, abot, tmeyois, the ein and mechibullah, they're not considered to be attached to the box.
Very good.
Okay, we have to stop here.
Ready?
We've got to stop here.
Okay, what time is it? I mean, how many minutes?